Eric Allen out here at the conclusion of the Jets minicamp with ESPN New York's Rich Cimini. Rich, what have been some of your most significant takeaways of this minicamp?
Well, I'm always looking at the quarterback, of course, because that's a big story for us. And I thought Geno had a really good minicamp. He did what he had to do. There were no major uh-oh moments. And so I think he's really set the stage for him to go into training camp as the front runner and nail down the starting job, assuming training camp goes seamlessly for him.
Marty Morningweg said that Geno's going to probably get 75% of the first team reps when we go up to Cortland for training camp. Were you surprised by that, or was that something you anticipated?
I was surprised that he was so specific, because you know how coaches are. They don't really like to talk specifics. So he did say he could change his mind at some point, whether it's an injury, whether it's performance-related. But I think that was about the general area I thought it would be. Obviously, you can't give him 90 or 95%, because what happens if Michael Vick has to play? He's not ready. So I thought it was about that. I thought maybe a little closer to 50-50, but I think that number tells us what we've known all along, that they want Geno to be the opening day quarterback, and they're laying the groundwork for that to happen.
Rich, where do you think the Jets are right now at the cornerback position? One guy who caught my eye, I know it's early, we got the red jersey taken off, but Dexter McDougal has stepped up here early.
He's feisty. I mean, when they were allowed to do the press coverage, you could see he wasn't afraid to use his hands, get in the receiver's face, and really engage in an aggressive way. That's, of course, what Rex wants out of his corners. But like you said, I mean, it's hard to tell. I mean, the pads aren't on. You really don't know about a corner until it's, you know, the bullets are really flying. He shows promise. I still think cornerback's a need area for the Jets. Dimitri Patterson's looked good also, but, you know, he's a veteran. He's going to look good. The key with him is the durability. He's missed so much time over the last few years. So it's going to be a really young secondary, probably the youngest Rex has ever had by far. I liked Pryor. Allen is coming along, but that cornerback position still concerns me.
Well, I know you're getting asked a lot about it, just like I am. Brandon Flowers, it was reported the other day that at least 10 teams had contacted him. You think the Jets are going to sit tight for right now at the cornerback position and maybe address it later to see what progresses as far as the summertime cuts?
I think they're going to sit tight, the John Itzik style, and he wants to see these young guys develop. So, you know, you got a McDougal, you got a Milner in his second year, you got a Calvin Pryor. You want to really see how those young guys develop. And if you bring in a guy like a Brandon Flowers, who I think is a really good football player despite a disappointing year last year, some coaches call those guys progress stoppers, because if you put him in, then Dexter McDougal's not going to get playing time. So I'd kind of like to see Flowers because he's a good player, but I'd be surprised if John Itzik does anything.